home too late.
They're obviously deserting me.
Ooh, I bet I know who that is. It's Grandma. Well, you're going to have so much fun with her.
Oh, all she does is want to play canasta. I'm going to holler.
Okay. You hide on Grandma. Hi.
Hello, dear.
Thanks for skipping your yoga class.
Oh, it's really my pleasure, dear. Wow, Mindy, that dress is a knockout.
Thanks.
You're going to be the hit of your high school reunion.
Oh, I hope so. To tell you the truth, I'm a little nervous, though.
Oh?
I really haven't kept up with anybody except Glenda Faye. I don't know if I'll have anything in common with anyone else.
No, I suppose that may be true, yes. You're married to a spaceman. You have a full-grown son. No, I don't think you'll have anything in common.
But, you know, I'm dying to find out what happened to everybody.
Yeah. Well, now, where's my little Mirth?
Oh, I don't know, Grandma.
Oh, I'm sorry he isn't here. Why, it's too bad, because I have a special treat for him.
A special treat?
You know, I have brought him a great, big, delicious, mouth-watering salmon.
Oh. Oh, no, salads are for bunnies.
Oh, yes, I'm only kidding. Look, I brought you a ton. A whole ton of brownies.
I guess so. Now I think about it, I guess you're just about my favorite babysitter. Then when I really think about it, you're the only babysitter I've ever known.
Our team is red hot. Your team ain't doodly squat. Kick him like a horse. Kick him like a donkey. Come on now, let's beat those honkies.
Where did you find my old cheerleading sweater?
Where you hid it? Remember last night when you were trying it on when you thought I was asleep, you were like this.
I didn't do that.
Oh, you sure did.
I did not.
Oh, yes, you did. No way, no way, no way, no way.
If you're going to go, you'd better shake a leg.
Oh, you're right, Rem.
Mirth, now we want you to be a good boy and you mind Grandma, okay?
I will, but you have to promise me that I can dye Grandma's hair.
No.
I want to dye her hair.
No, Mirth, that's what we're talking about. Now, you be a good boy, and we'll call later to make sure everything's all right.
Okay. We'll be here.
Okay.
Now, don't worry about a thing, dear. And have lots of fun. Just go for it.
Oh, thank you, Graham. We'll do everything that you used to do in high school. We'll forge hall passes. We'll TP the hallways. We'll abuse substitute teachers.
I never did stuff like that in high school.
Oh, in that case, we'll just date the entire football team.
Yeah. All right. You're the boy.
I will.
You can't be good. Be reasonable.
And Daddy loves you.
Oh. Right.
Oh, I know you! Mindy McConnell, right? I'd recognize you anywhere.
Is he one of your old boyfriends, Mindy?
No. Dickie Nimitz, this is my husband, Mort.
Gosh, you married Mindy? She wouldn't even go to the library with me.
She wouldn't go with me unless I married her first.
Well, I couldn't make that kind of commitment. Well, here's your badges right here. We'll get a big belt and wear each other's. Well, now that we're such great pals, we should start hanging out together again. How about the library tomorrow?
Oh, sure, we'd love to.
But we can't. My library card expired. See you later, Dickie.
Yeah, excuse me for living.
Oh, here they are, Mr. and Mrs. Snugglepuss.
It means you said there wouldn't be a natural blonde here.
Oh, you're such a little pudding face.
Can you believe we're here?
No!
Oh, no thanks. I'm hypoglycemic.
I meant for me.
Okay. I'm not sure you're going to like it, though. Someone dumped some old fruit in there. It's kind of brown. I'll go.
Mindy, he's here.
Who's here?
Don't you try and play cool with me. It's Steve. Steve Saunders. Go talk to him. I know you're dying to. I mean, you wore his ID bracelet for 2 years.
Well, I haven't seen him in 10 years. I wouldn't know what to say to him. Hi! Steve?
33 left, 16 right, 7 left.
Pardon me?
Control locker combination, Mindy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He remembers your locker combo. How romantic.
That really makes your toes tingle. This really knocked your socks off. This is our zip code. It's 80. Oh,
darn, I had it.
Steve, this is my husband, Mort.
Oh, for sure, totally in what it was.
Wait. I've seen you somewhere before, haven't I? Maybe you went to Fairview, wasn't it?
No, I went to Chester A. School for Boys.
Oh, no, there goes Tommy Perosi. Remember? Bad skin, gray car.
Oh, Mindy. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years.
I know.
Yeah. Tell me everything.
Well, I got married.
Wing.
And, I went into journalism. In fact, I'm working at KTNS. I do the news sometimes. But mostly I just assist the manager. Stuff like that. Well, what are you doing?
Me? Oh, well, I'm still single. And right now I'm Lieutenant Governor of Wyoming.
Lieutenant? I didn't even know Wyoming had an army.
So, don't mind if we have a dance for old time's sake, do you?
Oh, no. Take my wife, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have her back by two.
Hey, Bar. Steve and Mindy, together again. Just like the senior prom. Oh, there they go. Lift. That's all he ever did in school. Once I caught him necking behind the library, Steve beat me up. But I respected him for it. I was a creep in those days.
Time sure does fly, doesn't it?
Yeah. Aren't you even jealous? How can you just sit here and watch your marriage dissolve?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I trust Mindy further than I can throw her. I mean, I don't have a jealous bone in my body. But I'm willing to rent one.
Oh, you probably just think I'm overreacting, don't you?
Yeah,
just a silly orc inventing his jealousy, hmm?
Mm-hmm. It pretty well sums it up, Mork. You're upsetting yourself over something I told you was over with 10 years ago. I really think I deserve a little more of your trust than that.
Yeah, I guess I have been kind of foolish. Yeah, come to think of it. I don't even know what's his name.
Oh, Stevie.
Stevie. So it's Stevie now.
Oh, the pain, the anger, the solitude. Now I know how the other two Supremes felt.
Listen to me. The only reason there was ever a Steve in my life was because I hadn't met Mork yet. Do you understand?
No.
Okay, be that way. I really don't have time for this. I've got to get to work. Bye, Mirth. Mommy has to go to work. I'll see you later.
Daddy, who won?
Well, we both did, son. You see, we had a little problem there, but now everything is just tutti frutti.
Flowers for Mindy McConnell.
Oh, thank you very much, and here's your tip. Never eat Mexican food and stand next to a flame.
Oh, no, isn't that neat? You bought flowers for Mommy.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
See, no, I never bought any flowers for Mommy. Let's see here. Mindy, it was wonderful seeing you last night. Let's not wait another 10 years. Love, Stevie.
Who's Stevie?
He's the Lieutenant Governor of Wyoming and your future stepfather.
Is that right? Well, Pablo, better saddle up. We're on our way to cattle country. bad blow.
Oh, Mert, you're such a comfort to me. Hope I get to at least see you on weekends and leap years.
Are you kidding? Mommy loves you, Daddy.
I know that, but the problem is that Mommy loves someone else before she loved me.
That's very possible. But you must know now that she loves you more than anything in the world, Daddy. You're number one. You're the head honcho.
I hope you're right. But what if you're wrong?
Don't ask me. I haven't been able to cope with fractions yet. I'm going to take these flowers and be sure that they stay alive. I guess I'll put them in the tub with Pablo. I don't think he'll mind after carrying that dead thing around this. Pablo.
I wonder if she would have loved me then. Well, I've got two choices. I can either stand here and talk to myself like a soap opera, or go back in time and really find out. That's it. I'll do it.
I haven't used these in a long time, but now's a very special occasion.
Oh, well.
Look. Liberace's lounge slipper. Alien when I met her. When I go back, I'll be an alien again. It should work the second time around. Here, it work. I'm ready now.
There's no place like home. There's no place like severe pain in the ankles.
Oh, wait.
Go back in time. 71. Here I come. 71. Here I come.
Red light, red light. Nobody gets in here without a student ID. That's the rule.
I am a student. I am a foreign exchange student. Happy to be in America. My name is Vladimir Ivanovich Orkov, but you can call me Chuck.
Look, Chuck, I don't care if you're Dr. Zhivago. Nobody gets in here without a student ID. Beat it before I'm forced to get physical with you.
What seems to be the problem here?
This foreign guy's trying to crash. I'm trying to keep this gym safe for democracy.
Well, I think there's a more reasonable way to deal with this.
Oh, thanks, Pop. Mr. McConnell.
Do I know you from someplace?
I come by the music store all the time, looking for a copy of Brezhnev Sings Ray Charles, you know. George! George!
Look, Dickie, he's an exchange student. I think we can let him in.
Thank you very much. If you ever come to Soviet Union, I can get you such beautiful women, you know, Soviet girls.
Hey, I'm sorry about the misunderstanding. Especially since you're the only guy here without a date except for me.
Whoa. Who is she? She is one foxy mammal. Boy, I would walk 10 miles in the snow just to stand in her garbage.
That's Mindy McConnell. You might as well forget it. I've been after her since the second grade. You'd think by now I'd at least have gotten a pity date. She only got eyes for that nerve.
Steve! Well, I don't care what you say. I am going to marry her.
Dream on.
Boy, she's got a Jiffy Pop hairdo, too.
I may not be a poli-sci major, but I still think that history will prove that Nixon is a great president.
I think Kyle knows what he's talking about. He writes for his college paper.
Really? Do they have a good journalism department at Columbia?
Oh, come on, Snooks. How are you going to peer a reporter? In a newspaper, you can't dot your I's and little hearts.
Give me a break, Stephen.
Good evening. How are you? Permit me to introduce myself. I am foreign exchange student Vladimir Ivanovich Orkov, but you can call me Lumpy. Excuse me, but would beefy all-American type mind if I trip the light fanatic with his princess all-American beauty?
I get it. This is a gag, right? You're in the drama department?
No, no gag, please. If for one dance, I will give you actual autographed picture of Joseph Stalin.
Yeah. You know Stalin?
Personally.
Some other time, okay, pal?
Oh, sorry.
Later, on the rebound.
So tell me, Vladimir, what part of France are you from?
I wish you'd just mellow out, Stephen. The poor guy's from a foreign country. I don't know why you're being so tight tonight anyway.
Well, I just thought he was kind of immature for a senior.
Steve, some of the guys are drinking beer in the bathroom. I figured if you came with me, they'd let me watch.
Beer? Be right back, Snooks.
Oh, great. So you're going to leave me here and go get loaded on our prom night?
Hey, if it wasn't in the boys' room, I'd take you with me.
Just be done, yeah.
Hi.
Yo.
So, do you like being a foreign exchange student?
Oh, it's not bad. I come to Boulder to study Russian literature. Boy, that's kind of redundant, huh? Will you like to maybe, boogie now? Shake your booty?
Oh, you want me to dance with you?
Oh, please.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to study.
But I thought this was the land of the free and the home of the footlong hot dog.
Well, it is. All right, I'll dance with you.
Oh, whoa. I must do like you do. Hey, look, I'm drowning. Boy, I love this country of yours, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I guess we are pretty lucky here. You know, I was thinking about maybe being a journalist. I'd really like to tell people what's going on in this country.
Right off.
But I don't know. It's kind of a hard field for a woman to break into. And I don't know if I'd be any good at it anyway.
Oh, you must go for it. You know?
Really?
I think that someday your family will be so proud of you.
Thanks. That's really nice. How do you say thank you in your country?
Oh, well, like this.
Oh.
Had enough with your forced brain.
Wait. I have my green card. Wait, please. I would not like you to ask the William to press it.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. It gives me great pleasure right now to announce the names of this year's prom king and queen. I hope this isn't another failing, don't it? Not your IQ. Okay. And the winner is Katherine Hepburn. Oh, okay. Just kidding. Oh, big surprise. Steve Sanders and Mindy McConnell. Oh, okay, make way. Make way! The king and queen are going to dance!
Well, I hope you're happy.
Yeah, we won, didn't we?
Is that all you care about?
Come on, they're taking our picture for the yearbook. Smile. It's the biggest night of your life.
Yeah, it just might be, Steve, because this is our last date.
Huh?
You know, I used to think you were a really nice guy, but I changed my mind. Later. Longhair, will you dance with me?
Well, you're asking me, a humble peasant?
Flight movie wasn't that bad either. They finally found a place to show Heaven's Gate.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Man.
I came back because I feel that we really haven't cleared the air about Steve.
Oh, now, man, that's all in the past. You know, jealousy's just insecurity. And you never, ever give me anything to feel insecure about. I love you.
You know, sometimes I think I've waited my whole life for you. Thanks for showing up.
Well, thanks for waiting. Yeah, I better go check on Murph. Today we're going to teach Pablo how to avoid hairballs. Oh, I picked you up a little something.
Oh, that's nice. A little surprise. Mm-hmm.